I'd like to wish each one of you a very holy and happy New Year's Day. May 2009 be for each one of you a year of tremendous graces and blessings from Almighty God. Today is the feast day of Mary, the Mother of God. We're within the octave of Christmas. And the Church says that Christmas is such an incredible feast day, it cannot be contained in one day. We have to celebrate it for 8 days. And in fact, the Church even says, make sure you celebrate Christmas the entire Christmas season, which will last until the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord. This year, that's January 11th. So make sure you keep up that Christmas tree, keep up the Christmas decorations until January 11th to celebrate the Christmas season until the Feast of the Baptism of the Lord. Because Christmas is 8 days long for the octave, all the way through the Feast of the Epiphany, which is this Sunday, until the following Sunday, the Lord's Baptism. Now, because it is the Christmas season, I'll share with you a little story. It was Christmas Day, and the judge was in a very good mood as he asked the prisoner, "What are you charged with?" The prisoner replied, "Doing my Christmas shopping early." "That's no crime," said the judge. "How early were you doing this shopping?" The prisoner replied, "Before the store opened." Okay? So we are in the Christmas season. It's a wonderful feast day of Mary, the Mother of God. You know, Our Lady has 2,000 titles. Imagine that. The titles are, and I'll start listing them now, will be done by the next year. The Immaculate Conception, the Ark of the Covenant, etc., etc. Okay? So, but Our Lady, out of all her 2,000 titles, the Refuge of Sinners, the Comforter of the Afflicted, her greatest title is the Mother of God. Theotokos in Greece, the God-bearer. Now, this title that was declared officially a title of Our Lady at the Council of Ephesus, which is in modern-day Turkey, in the 300s, was actually a title to defend the divinity of Christ. There was a heretic in the early days of the Church called Nestorius. Nestorius got it wrong. Nestorius thought that he believed that Christ was two persons, a human person and a divine person. And he said that you can call Mary the mother of Jesus, you can call Mary the mother of Christ, but you cannot call Mary the mother of God. Because according to the erroneous Nestorius, he said, yeah, Mary gave birth to the human person of Christ, but not to the divine person of Christ. The Church said, no, Nestorius, you have a problem. You're wrong. Christ is not two persons. Christ is one person. He's not a split personality. Christ is one person, a divine person, who assumed a human nature. So Jesus has two natures, divine and human. So Jesus is truly God and truly man. But he is one person, a divine person, who assumed a human nature. That's what the Church officially declares, that Jesus Christ is one person, a divine person, who has a human and divine nature. And a woman does not give birth to a nature, she gives birth to a person. And the person that Mary gave birth to on that Christmas morn was the Son of God. Jesus is God. Therefore, we can call Mary the Mother of God. And so it was officially declared in this Christological council that upheld the divinity of Christ, that Jesus Christ is a divine person who assumed a human nature. Therefore, when Mary gave birth to Jesus Christ, she gave birth to the eternal Son of God, and we can call Mary the Mother of God. And some of the scripture passages that support this, John chapter 1, "In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." So Jesus is the eternal Word, the Son of God who became flesh. Elizabeth would say to Mary, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come unto me?" Which basically means, who am I that the Mother of God should come unto me? And then, after the Lord rose from the dead, Thomas the Apostle said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus didn't say, "No, I'm not Lord and God. Don't call me Lord and God." He says, "Blessed are you, Thomas, for believing, but even more blessed are those who do not see and yet still believe." So Jesus is God. Mary gave birth to Jesus Christ. We call her the Theotokos, the Mother of God. And the most beautiful part about all this is that she's our mother as well. The Blessed Mother is our spiritual mother. You know, when St. Catherine Labouré lost her mother when she was a young girl, she went into the kitchen, she saw the beautiful image of our Blessed Mother that was kept on the shelf, and she looked up and said, "Mary, you are my mother now. Even though I lost my own earthly mother, my physical mother, you're now my spiritual mother." And that's the way it should be for each one of us. Since Christ lives within us, we're brothers and sisters of Christ, we have to share his mother. What a great gift. Even at the cross, he said, "Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother." So imagine that. The mother of the Lord, the mother of God, is our mother also. And think of the love that Our Lady has for each one of us. St. Alphonsus Liguori says, if he took the love of all the mothers of the entire history of the world and all the love that they've had for their children and put it all together, it would not equal the love of Our Lady for each one of us. Imagine that. The love of all the mothers put together would not equal Mary's love for each one of us. Why is that? Because she sees Jesus in each one of us. She sees her Son in us, and she loves us and wants to get us to heaven. So on this New Year's Day, as we begin this brand new year, we consecrate it to Our Lady. We entrust it to Our Lady, as well as our families, our marriages, our children, the grandchildren. We entrust everything to Our Lady's loving care and protection. Jesus himself entrusted himself to his mother for 9 months in her womb and then for 30 years in Nazareth. If Jesus consecrated himself to his mother, entrusted himself to his mother, then who are we to come up with a better way? We also should follow Jesus and entrust ourselves to the loving care and protection of our Blessed Mother. So may this year be a year of tremendous graces and blessings. We feel that it will be a wonderful year for our parish because our Eucharistic Adoration Chapel opens in just a few weeks on January 18th, where the Lord will be able to be visited a day and night. You can come and spend time with the Lord. Our Lady, the Mother of Christ, the Mother of the Eucharist, the Mother of God, will draw so many souls to Christ through Eucharistic Adoration. And through that, we'll be able to radiate peace and holiness and love to all the community, to our neighbors, to our friends, to our fellow Christians, to one another. All the churches will be experiencing an outpouring of grace. We're actually starting adoration during the week of the prayer for Christian unity. And we pray that all Christians will come back into the one fold founded by Jesus Christ. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one shepherd. And we'll pray for the reunion of all of Christendom. So I think we can expect great things this year in 2009. A year of grace, a year of blessing. May it be a year of peace for troubled areas of the world. May it be a year of peace in our families. May it be a year in which we promote the culture of life and defend all human life from the moment of conception until natural death. So let us pray this year for an outpouring of God's grace, and may it be a year in which we all grow closer to our dear Lord. God bless you.